Listening Library presents Young Readers Edition, The Omnivore's Dilemma, The Secrets Behind What You Eat, by Michael Pollan, adapted by Richie Chevat. Read for you by MacLeod Andrews. Preface. This book just might change your life. I know, that sounds a little over the top, doesn't it? I would never make such a bold claim, except that in the years since The Omnivore's Dilemma was first published in 2006, thousands of readers have told me exactly that, sometimes in letters and emails, other times in person, including complete strangers on the street. Your book changed my life! I'm always surprised to hear it, because that certainly wasn't my goal when I sat down to write the book, and changing people's lives sounds like a big responsibility. So I usually gulp and then say something like, "In a good way, I hope." But I'm always curious to find out what they mean. So I often ask them to tell me exactly how they've changed since reading the book. The answers are very different, often surprising, and usually extremely gratifying. Some people tell me that they lost weight after reading the book, and then they pull out snapshots of their larger, former selves. Apparently what they learned in the book about how fast food is made convinced them to stop eating it, and the pounds began to fall off. Even though this is definitely not a diet book. Other people tell me that they read The Omnivore's Dilemma and decided to change their career and become a farmer. Big gulp. How's it working out for you? I ask a little nervously, since farming is a tough way to make a living. They usually tell me that the work is incredibly hard, but also incredibly satisfying, and that they wouldn't dream of doing anything else with their lives.